Hello?
Hi. Yes, hello. This is, yes, hi. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Simon?
Yes.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Good and gorgeous.
Good. It's good to hear. Well, before anything, we just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, this is regarding the call that we had, I would say, 4 days ago, regarding you wanting to sign up with Google Ads, and you wanted me to follow up with you today.
Uh-huh. I got it. Oh, he's coming.
Yeah.
Give a guess.
I'm sorry.
Done. Well, give a guess. Oh.
Should
yeah,
we go ahead and start on the Google Ads campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
The Google campaign, how much per se, right?
That's 300 for Google Ads.
So the $300, how much will go to the Google Ads and how much will go to you guys?
It's a very good question. Well, we do have a 25% management fee for that, since it's a Google Ads specialist that's going to be working on it. So starting from creation to running the ads, you know, ads and managing it for you.
How much my fee again?
That, yeah, but the 25% management fee.
All right. Hello? So how much did you tell me?
Yes. Again, for Google Ads, we do have a minimum. Again, this is the minimum budget you can start it with. That's $300.
$300 for Google management, $300 to get the managing.
I'm sorry?
Is that including managing, or that's just the managing for the labor?
That's already, that's already included. So you just have to pay the $300, and then that's it.
$300 including the labor, that's $300. How much would go to the Google Ads, how much would go to you guys? That's what I want to know.
Okay, let me just calculate that real quick. All right. So what goes to Google Ads should be about $225, and then we do, the management fee goes $75.
So what?
Yes, what goes to Google Ads should be about $225. Management fee is $75.
Management fee is $75.
Yeah, so that's a total of $300.
Oh, okay. But I have a question. So right now I'm running a Facebook, but I'm not seeing any result, any phone or anything. What can I do?
Well, for Facebook, with that, I would say Facebook is more on branding, branding for the business, putting it in social media so potential customers could see it when they surf the social media. And then, there's definitely a really good number of customers that does still check Google once they are interested in something. That's why it's always good to put in some Google Ads or, build a strong presence in Google. But for Facebook, what they can do from here is they can request, I would say, further optimization into your Google business, into your Facebook Ads campaign.
Say that again.
Yes, we'll do further optimization with Google Ads, with your Facebook Ads campaign. I'm going to send a request to our Facebook team.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing no results. So they need to do more optimization.
No worries. I'll definitely do that. I'll definitely send the information to our Facebook team. Anyway, again, for these products. These are products you can opt in and opt out of at any point. But these products are really good if you want to keep a really good visibility online.
So your product is just the visibility, not the results?
Of course, results comes in if you are highly visible, but that should be just part of it, you know, part of the results. What we're targeting is really for you to be visible, for you, you know, for your potential customers to see your business when they search for the services that you're offering in the areas that you're targeting.
That's for the Google ad, not a Facebook, right?
That's for both. I mean, it's just that for Google ads, it goes to, it goes to Google. It's highly in Google. It goes into top of the search results for both, you know, for both the search and the map section. But for Facebook, the ads run on Facebook too. So these are same pay-per-click ads, but they do run in different platforms.
So $300 is powered.
Yes.
Is there a possibility you can give me a call again? Give me a call back on Friday next week. I should be able to have
sure.
the money to put it in. Yeah, give me a call
no
next
worries.
Week on Friday.
That's
I'm fine.
Okay, fine then. So at least we could have it all together with your next billing too, so that's totally okay. I'll just schedule a call back with you next week Friday. All right?
Yeah. And then I have a can you notify the Facebook to say, hey, I need to do more optimization because I'm not getting no results at all since we did
yes,
the setup?
I surely will. I'll definitely let our Facebook team know.
Since we did the first, I haven't checked it. Still going. I have 32 reviews. I have 3,200 reviews. Right?
I'm sorry?
I have 44 engagement. What is engagement? I'm reviewing and 2 impressions. What's that? Can you help me understand it? What's that?
Okay. These are for your Facebook ads.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Yes. Now, for Facebook ads, we are pulling up here. The reason why we're pulling up here, 3,072 impressions. These are, of course, based on the icon, you see an eye icon. This is when potential customer does searches and your business is shown. They see it. They just do not click on it.
Okay.
So that's what impressions are. Okay.
Yeah.
Now for the reach, that's actually how much, how much we've reached per your ad, how many potential customers we've reached for your ad. Page engagement, that's 23. Those are how many were actually visiting your page too. And the link clicks, of course, those are the potential customers that are clicking on your ad.
How about the voice engagement?
I'm sorry?
The 44%, 44 plus 100%, that was the engagement?
Where do you see the number 44, though?
Under engagement. Performance.
Are you looking at your Facebook page?
Yes, I'm looking at my performance.
Yes, well for that, I just look at, I mean, I'm looking at our client dashboard. This is integrated into your Facebook page to only get results from the Facebook ads that we do. Most likely the engagement that you're getting. We're only seeing here 23 from the ads, so the rest of the engagement is simply through your page, not through the ad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking. I was looking at my engagement monitoring. The whole idea is just to leave it. To just leave over there and let it. To just leave over there and to let it just keep running. So another one, Facebook is just for just to have over there, right? Oh, I have a question. Can you send me the link? I tried to link in my Facebook, but it not work.
Your Facebook page?
Yeah, I linked it to my iPhone account, which is fine. I can see it.
But I tried to
link that my test, the one you guys query to my dashboard, if I can see how each service is doing, like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, website. If I'm doing ad, I want to have that all platform in one chat, in one session, and then I can see how each one is doing. That's what I was trying to. Do you have a different kind of platform?
Okay, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, we don't have that currently. What we are only working on your account is to run Facebook ads. So the results that we are only able to, the results we're only able to show are actually for Facebook ads. Okay. However, let's say, for example, you're on Google Ads. Results for Google Ads will then start to show on your dashboard too. If you run the local SEO that we do have, which is mainly managing the Google Business Profile, results for the Google Business Profile will be there too.
Okay. That's fair.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yes. Any other concerns you have as of now?
No, that's all.
All right. I'll talk to you next week, Friday, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And again, if you do have further questions or inquiries about your account with us, again, we are only working for Facebook ads. We're currently just running Facebook ads. So if there's anything that concerns you about Facebook, let us know. I'll send a request to reoptimize your Facebook. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much as well, and have a wonderful rest of your day.